You're listening to SBS News.
Making Connections for Your Mental Health and Wellbeing is the National Mental Health Commission's outreach program, connecting with people across diverse Australian communities. This year, the Commission has visited 37 communities nationally across Australia, from Georgetown in Tasmania up to Yirrkala in Northern Territory, across to Broome in Western Australia and Palm Island in Queensland, plus many communities across Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. Here's Christine Morgan, the CEO of the National Mental Health Commission and National Suicide Prevention Advisor to the Prime Minister of Australia.
Lived or living experience of mental ill health, mental illness or suicide. The reality of those experiences very much underpins all of the work that we do at the Commission. It's the reason, in fact, we do the work we do at the Commission, and it shapes not only that work, but the way we do it. The things that I've continued to observe as we have gone around the country for Connections 22 and had many of these conversations, it reinforces back to me that our lived experience, our mental health, is very much part of who we are as human beings.
Data shows that as at 30th of June 2021, an estimated 3.1 million people aged 15 to 24 years old lived across Australia. With young people being defined as people aged 12 to 25 years of age, evidence indicates that young people's mental health and well-being has declined over the last 15 years. There have been recent increases in indicators of psychological distress, mental health service use, suicide rates, and eating disorder symptoms.
This kind of really has brought us up now and stopped us and said, hey, we really need to do something a little bit differently here. And we're still trying to find out what it is. Because what's not okay is that we're clearly seeing that for young people, things have not been getting better over the last 10 to 15 years. In fact, things are kind of getting worse.
Research shows suicide is the leading cause of death among people aged 15 to 24, and there have been increased rates of suicide in young people aged 18 to 24 between 2010 to 2020, increasing from 10.8 deaths per 100,000 population to 16.4 per 100,000. The COVID-19 pandemic in Australia further increased the rates of self-harm and suicidal behaviours for young people. That's according to the experts. For more, here's Rhys Moir from the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition.
I'm also in Melbourne, so, you know, we went through just over 2 years worth of lockdowns cumulatively. And I think the big thing for me that comes out is that when you're a young person, you're kind of constantly in this state of transition. You're always in a state of flux as a young person. You know, you're going through education, you're going through work. And even if you're not physically on the move, you're kind of mentally on the move all the time, because you have so many kind of things to do before you're like a fully fledged adult. I think the pandemic, and when you're kind of stuck in place and you have to be in that place with yourself and with limited supports as well, I think that's where that sense of futility comes in, where you feel like you're kind of lost and you don't know what you're doing.
A new mental health report by the Australian Human Rights Commission found that 41% of children self-reported that the pandemic had a negative impact on their mental health, and 80% of parents surveyed felt the pandemic had a negative impact on their child's mental health. Here's Nikki Enigt, the lived experience and 2021 access manager for Mudfest Melbourne.
Autonomous, and I think that kind of fits in really well. I think because the mental health care system is so underfunded, you wait on waitlist for a long time and then just kind of get given a therapist, even one that they think will suit you the best, but it removes the role of the person needing care to choose who as a person will connect with them best and what kind of therapy they want rather than what is just available to them. And doesn't allow them to tailor the experience of, you know, seeking care to like their own individual needs and their own individual personalities and all that kind of thing.
The Commission's work is not the only initiative happening in this mental health space. Shanae Holmes was only 11 years old when she lost her older brother Josh to illness. His passing had a major impact on the Dharawal and Darug woman.
I had an attempt on my life when I was mid-teens. So that was a catalyst of losing my brother when I was 11. He passed away from glandular fever and pneumonia. And at 11, losing someone, that was my first big loss. You know, it took me a while before I got to that point where I was accepting help. But, you know, the catalyst was, you know, me ending up in a mental health acute ward for a couple of weeks. So that was really my turning point.
Her mother, Jenny, says she also attempted suicide, and supporting her daughter through that difficult time was very challenging.
I would encourage all parents, have the conversation with your kids, start talking about it and be honest about your own struggles, but reach out. Like I'm starting to see, like with the Heal Our Way program and 13 Yarn, there are so many things that are coming available for parents. There's resources.
They're speaking up with Heal Our Way, a New South Wales Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide prevention campaign funded by the state's Ministry of Health. It comes as Victoria's Minister for Education, Natalie Hutchins, announces a school's mental health menu, a new list of 56 programs that would be delivered by trained mental health professionals designed to improve the health and well-being of students and to be implemented across all government schools by 2024. Marcus Miguel Economos, SBS News.